We've got mail. Reader's responses help. I enjoy reading Q&A. A previous edition had a question about cheating, September 2001. I was faced with a similar problem, where one of my classmates wanted to copy my test answers. So I was reading these young people's responses to the question, and I took some of their advice. I prayed about it, and then I spoke to my friend, telling her that I would not break the commandment, but instead I would help her as best as I could. Your magazine has not only helped me, but also a lot of teenagers who were faced with the same problem. Odette Alacoque, West Coast Demerara, Guyana. Written for us. Earlier this year, I was diagnosed with lupus, and I was put into the intensive care unit at the medical center. As I lay motionless in bed, attached to about 6 different IVs, my older sister and my mom would read to me. My sister read The New Era to me. We all were amazed because the stories seemed like they were written especially for me and my family at that time. To be healed, rising above the blues, reach out and climb, and be prayerful were some that touched me a lot. April 2002. I am doing much better now, thanks to the gospel and priesthood blessings. Chandra Painter, Ogden, Utah. Calm and inspiration. I wanted to thank you for printing the story, Everyone But Me, April 2002. I read it on the bus where many profane words are being used. It calmed me to know that my Savior was with me. I love to read The New Era every month because it gives such inspiration to me. Paige Irwin, North Augusta, South Carolina. Being prayerful. Thank you for printing the article, Be Prayerful, April 2002. I hadn't been praying correctly, but after I read this article, I fell on my knees and communed with my Heavenly Father. I felt that I got this prayer thing correct. Thank you especially for the righteous desires of the heart, part of the article. Julie Christiansen, Idaho Falls, Idaho. Wholesome advice. I was pleasantly surprised to see, of all things, a word to the wise, August 2002, about type 2 diabetes. A balanced diet is important, but the phrase lots of whole grains may lead youth to believe that eating lots of bread is good for you, which in many cases is the main culprit in this problem. Youth are eating too many foods that are white flour-based. To avoid major health challenges in the future, the emphasis needs to be on eating a diet balanced with proteins, vegetables, fruits, and limited whole grains, plus a regular exercise program. Ann Curtis Packard, Del Mar, California. Helpful magazine. I am always grateful to receive The New Era. This magazine helps me so much. It makes me feel not alone, that many kids are facing the same challenges too. Many articles help me with certain challenges. I will always look forward to receiving your magazine. Eric Espinel, Draper, Utah. We love hearing from you. Write us at The New Era. We've got mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section, We've Got Mail. Poem, End of a Day.